You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Yes. You know that I keep it crispy, hotter than the oven, that's so full-fit.
You were just listening to Rap J. I am digging this guy. Rap J is a hip-hop artist. He's from the Milwaukee area, and he is about to play his first show in Madison at the Rigby. It's happening next Saturday, May 16th. But here's the deal. Rap J doesn't just bring the music. He is on a mission to prove talent can be limitless. And he shows it while he performs from his wheelchair. Rap J was born with cerebral palsy, and he joins us by phone to share his inspiring story. Welcome, Rap J.
Yes. Hello, Terry. Thank you so much for having me. I would like to say, the greatest gift that we can ever share with each other is our time. So I just want to be thankful and say that I'm grateful to have yours tonight. I'm very excited to be here. So
we are so happy to have you here too. You are with me, and then also Rocker and Jane. So if you hear other voices, that's who you're going to be talking with. But first, let me ask you about your love of music. And this is amazing. You discovered your talent for hip hop when you were really young.
Yes. I was 6 years old, and I was staying with my auntie for the summer, and they would play the radio a lot, and I remember this hearing Biggie pop up on the radio, and my family just went crazy, they were just so excited and dancing, and I could just feel the joy in the room. And ever since that moment, I just made it my mission to just want to be able to bring that joy to other people as well through music. So that was the start.
Yeah. And of course, you are also, throughout your success now, you are able to show that your condition does not define you. And I know you've had people cheering you on. You mentioned your auntie, but I think I've heard your mom and your grandmother had some special roles in your life.
Yes, my mom, she was my biggest supporter. She passed away 5 years ago, and it's been tough. But one thing that she always taught me to believe in myself, and the most important thing, she never told me that I couldn't do it. And I believe that that's so powerful, just to have that that support system growing up. And she just always told me how special and smart and how capable that I was of doing anything that I put my mind to. So I'm not here without her today.
Oh, that's awesome. We are talking with Rap J, a hip hop artist from Milwaukee. Now, your first Madison show is coming up this next Saturday at the Rigby, but you've played some pretty big stages, including Summerfest. Wow. Did that experience change how you are sort of looking at your music career?
I think Summerfest kind of was a changing point in my life, because growing up and just working through music, I was so driven by validation and wanting to prove to others that I was good enough or that I was smart enough. But through this last year, I've learned that being driven by love is such a better feeling. Just being able to understand that you are worthy of love and that you are worthy of great things, just because you exist. And, I'm able to work harder and get things done more easier because I just feel lighter now. I got to the Summerfest gig.
Nice.
So I'm just really grateful.
That is awesome. Wow. Well, let's talk about this a little bit. If people come to the show and they have not seen you before, what can they expect to see from you on stage? Again, will some people be surprised because you are in a wheelchair, but you do not let that get in the way of what you're doing. And I have to say, I've noticed in some of the photos and videos that I've taken a peek at, you are always styling, my dear. You have a suit and some kind of cool hat on. Is that part of your performance and what you want to present on stage?
Yes, like, thank you so much. Like, that's a big part of like, the show, and just wanting to give people, like, the unforgettable time, like, when it comes to my show. And, like, when it comes to performing, I feel like you can just kind of, like, expect, like, anything, because I make music for everybody. So some songs are going to make you want to dance, and some songs are going to make you want to cry. But, yeah, like, that's the magic of music, just being able to express ourselves and have a good time. And, you know, people are able to see me and not the chair, which is super important and cool. So,
yeah,
just be prepared for anything.
I love it. So you mentioned your songs. Tell us a little bit more about your songs. And I kind of read somewhere, I think it was in your bio, that you said something about you're a storyteller and you do have a little braggadociousness. Where do you get your ideas?
So, the way that, like, I make my song usually is, like, I play a beat, and if I like the beat, then I just start to freestyle to it. But, like, my first go is to, like, find, like, the hook. Like, once I find my hook, I can kind of, like, make my freestyle, like, revolve around that. So I just kind of build on that hook. And, you know, sometimes it come out as, like, braggadocious, or sometimes, like, it might be, it might be, like, a deeper message to it. But, yeah, it's very much based on like, the feeling of things, like I was saying.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Well, and again, we've talked about that you were born with cerebral palsy, and you do deliver your songs from a wheelchair, but I also really think it was important that you said, I want people to see beyond that chair. So how do you hope what you're doing can inspire other people? And I want to use that title of your latest album. How do you want them to feel limitless? What does that mean to you?
I'm like limitless. I like it just means that you are capable of doing anything. Like no matter what obstacles stand like in your path, and like no matter what you go through in life, and you know, kind of going back to what I said earlier about being driven by love, you know, I hope my music shows people that they are good enough, that they are strong enough, and that they are like valued, like no matter what they do, whether they succeed or fail, you know, being limitless is kind of just going for your dreams and like not having like any like regrets about it. So,
You know, Rap J, I think along with your music, you could be an inspirational speaker. I'm getting a lot of out of this conversation with you, and you're making me feel limitless. So thank you for that.
I've heard that a little bit. Thank you again for like having me, and this was just kind of like all about like using music and using our energy to pour. I like hope into the world, and like just good energy into the world, and just showing people that there is like some light, like out here from folks. So
yes,
yeah, like that's important to me.
Hallelujah. Everybody, you can find Rap J's music on Spotify. He's got some awesome videos on YouTube. And then, of course, his show's coming up next Saturday at the Rigby, his first show in Madison. So let's get out there and support him. Rap J, thank you so very much.
Thank you so much for having me. It was truly an honor. And like, I hope that like all of you guys have a great night. And like, I'm so excited to be coming to Madison next Saturday.
Awesome. Okay, you take care of yourself and keep doing what you're doing, all right?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.